Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. How many of you out there think that we would be well advised to spend some money repairing our roads and bridges? What about our locks and dams and seaports that carry our grain to countries around the world? Are you aware that our Federal Highway Trust Fund will be running out of money this spring? So what should we do? Our roads are in serious need of repair. Some of our bridges are not safe. One of this country's greatest advantages in competing with other countries for market share happens to be our infrastructure. Whether we are talking about roads, rail, or water, we have been able to compete with anyone. And we're going to fall behind if we don't take care of our transportation system. The timing is right. We're pumping in oil and gas like never before. The world is awash in oil. Gasoline prices at the pump have dropped almost 50%. So you see where I'm going? We could raise the federal gas tax. It stands now at 18.4 cents per gallon. Hasn't been raised in more than 20 years. And if you don't want to call it a tax, call it a user's fee. We use our roads and our bridges and our waterways. Their upkeep is not free. A user's fee is fair. When gasoline prices were pushing $4 per gallon, politically this idea wouldn't sell. But we have a new equation now. With a sharp drop in gasoline price, now under $2 per gallon in half of our pumps, let's get it done. Senator Bob Corker, Republican, Tennessee, said, if we're going to do it, now's the time. Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat, Illinois, supports an increase in the tax. To some, this might sound like a no-brainer, and I think it is. However, getting this accomplished will not be easy. I call it a user's fee, but when you call it a tax increase, a lot of members of Congress get nervous. Will their constituents make them pay a price in the next election? The members need to do what is right for the country. I feel that with the collapse in gas prices, the voters will support the investment. It would also be a good idea to tie the increase to inflation. Then we wouldn't have to come back for more money in the next year. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.